The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. They're totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark here in the studio. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. We also have Skype. The Skype username that you need to connect to is lrn.fm. Johnny Ray wants to update us on a story, a case that we probably haven't talked about in years. I mean, I barely even remember who this guy is. Jose Padilla is his name, or Padilla, depending on where you're from.
Yeah, I said Padilla first, but
for a
Mark,
long time. Mark corrected me.
Said that the family. Well,
yeah, the right name way to say the name is Padilla. There's no doubt about
that. That's the Hispanic version of the name.
For whatever reason, you know, this family pronounces the name Padilla. And
like Amarillo.
Well, it's their name. They get to pronounce it how they want, right?
Amarillo. So,
I got it.
Jose Padilla. What is happening with this guy, and who was he? Who is Jose Padilla? Wasn't he accused of terrorism?
Yeah.
And then held in, like, horrifyingly inhumane conditions in some federal prison awaiting trial.
For 3.5 years. This is the Sun Sentinel, which I guess is Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Jose Padilla sentenced to 21 years in terrorism case. Paula McMahon, Sun Sentinel. Jose Padilla, the Broward County man convicted of terrorism, conspiracy, and support charges, was resentenced today to 21 years in prison, nearly 4 more years than his original punishment. Prosecutors had recommended a prison term of 30 years, but already conceded in court filings that a sentence of 4 months less was legally permissible. Padilla nodded and gave a brief smile to his family as he was led into the federal courtroom in Miami. He kept his head bowed for most of the sentencing and barely interacted with anyone, including his lawyer, federal public defender Michael Caruso. Dressed in beige jail scrubs, Padilla wore shackles and was handcuffed to a chain around his waist. When the judge asked if he wanted to speak on his behalf, Padilla responded in a low voice, "No, Your Honor." But his mother, Estella LeBron of Plantation, condemned the government's treatment of her son, who his lawyer said was abused while imprisoned awaiting trial.
I think it's pretty inarguable.
He was.
They had him like his hands in like mittens. They had like blinders on him, so he couldn't see where he was going.
There's a photo
deprived him of sleep.
Yeah, there's a photo of him being taken to a dental visit, I think, and he's got earphones on and goggles so that he can't see because he's specifically being subjected to sensory deprivation. Bizarre.
Now, that can be fun, by the way, sensory deprivation. They actually have tanks for that, like sensory deprivation tanks.
Yeah, you can pay for that, but in this case, he wasn't.
No, it's probably not fun when they're forcing it on you in the way they were. But sensory deprivation isn't always a bad thing, I guess is what I'm saying.
Jose has been tortured in his own land, LeBron told the judge. His mind is not there. I don't care what anyone says. Jose's mind is gone.
Wow.
LeBron reminded the judge that Padilla was born and raised in the U.S. The way they treated him, you don't even treat an animal like that. Mm-hmm. In the United States of America, we have a constitution and we have to follow the laws.
Apparently not.
One of Padilla's
All they have to do to get around this whole laws, constitution thing is just call someone an enemy combatant. And then you can write all kinds of things that can happen to that individual that are extra legal.
Right, and that's exactly what they did to Padilla.
Mm-hmm.
One of Padilla's younger brothers, Tomas Texidor of Tamarack, sobbed and paused frequently to compose himself as he talked about how the brother, who was his father figure and role model, has been destroyed by torture and isolation over the last 12 years. Texidor said it's as if his brother has passed away. When family visited him at the federal detention center in Miami, Texidor said Padilla only expressed concern for them, not himself. He would just tell me, "Why are you here? You don't need to do this to yourself. I'm okay." So now he's at a supermax facility, and he's kept in a cell, which is about the size of a small bathroom. I think he gets 5 hours of sunshine a month or something, but he's basically 24 hours kept inside this small bathroom. Mm. I'm assuming it's windowless. And it sounds horrifying to me. Jose Padilla he grew up in the U.S. In his youth, he became a member of the Latin Kings in Chicago. And he kicked another gang member in the head who died from being kicked in the head. So... Mm-hmm. So on account of that, he's often referred to as a murderer. And that's one of the reasons why, even though there was no real evidence to show that he had he was contemplating any kind of terroristic acts, the fact that he had been convicted and jailed for manslaughter
certainly didn't look good.
That's why they want to give him 30 years. Hmm. Because of his heightened level, and this is a quote from, I don't know, the judge or who, but a quote from the proceedings from, I think, one of his earlier court appearances was that his first sentence didn't take into account his heightened level of dangerousness. I'm sorry, that phrase really jumped. What's the phrase? It jumped out at me because it was just such.
It sounded fine to me. What you're saying is that they brought his sentence up. He now is sentenced more because they're claiming he's more dangerous than they thought he was. His brother's saying his mind has been ruined by being tortured. Are they really saying this guy's a real threat?
Well,
at this point,
they're not resentencing him for how his prison experience has been since his conviction. They're resentencing him because for whatever reason they feel that he wasn't sentenced enough at his conviction. And unless he has done something more, it wouldn't have anything to do with his behavior in prison. This is only up to that point.
From NPR. The federal court in Miami has added 4 years to a sentence handed down in 2007 on Jose Padilla, who was convicted on charges of conspiracy and supporting Al-Qaeda.
Wow.
Al-Qaeda. The Associated Press says the new sentence was imposed by U.S. District Judge Marcia Cook, who originally gave Padilla more than 17 years in prison. She also previously gave Padilla, a U.S. citizen and Muslim convert, credit for the more than 3 years he was held without charge as an enemy combatant at a South Carolina Navy brig. And
so he was supposedly given credit
for time
the first
served.
Time around, and then she just went ahead and slapped another 4 years onto this guy?
I'm a little confused. I think that she simply took away the credit she had given him for time served. And that has turned 17 years into 21 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the timeline has confused me a little bit.
Because shouldn't a judge not be able to go and increase a sentence? I mean, if a judge makes a decision that you should get this sentence, son, or whatever, shouldn't at that point, if anything changes, the sentence simply just be lowered? Like, if the judge missed some sort of important fact or something in considering the sentence, too bad! You made the decision, it's only supposed to be 5 years, now you want to make it 15 or 10 or whatever.
I don't know about whether I'd call that a hard and fast rule, but I would say in this circumstance, not giving a man time served who's served time, I don't understand why they have an option. If a person served, been in jail, been incarcerated, then they should be credited for that time, shouldn't they? Oh, yeah, that incarceration doesn't count. We have new special incarceration for you.
Well, a lot of times it does count. I've never seen it not count.
Except for this time.
Well, Johnny Ray didn't seem real clear on that.
Like I said, I am a bit confused. According to the AP, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2011 determined that Cook erred in giving Padilla credit for the brig years and also failed to properly account for his, quote, heightened risk of dangerousness.
So a higher court came back on her, is what you're saying.
Yes. Who appealed it?
Must have been his attorneys.
Yeah, and I guess they weren't expecting what they got.
Apparently not. This is one of the problems with appeals. They can come back on you.
But Padilla was a gang member in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He was in prison, maybe for this manslaughter that he had committed, and he converted to Islam. He started going to this mosque. Then he spent some years in the Middle East where all they know that he did was that he got married and he did, I think, maybe some humanitarian things. He went from country to country, but there's no evidence to show that he was at a close terrorist training camp.
We'll come back with more. You share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls. Toll-free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us there or on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm.
If you want to get bitcoins or several other cryptocurrencies, you can do it at expresscoin.com. Some of those cryptocurrencies are Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. You can do it if you live in Canada. They make it easy for you. All you have to do is go to a credit union that has shared branching in your town. You make a deposit, and within a business day, you'll have your cryptocurrency. So, if you're looking to get in on the new cryptocurrency craze that I think, you know, may very well replace fiat currencies as we understand them today, or cause the replacement of fiat currencies as we have them today, you can go to expresscoin.com. You can even do it from a smartphone by downloading their app. It's expresscoin.com. Fast, easy, completely legal. Great customer service. Low fees. As a matter of fact, if you use coupon code FTL and get less than $40 worth of Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency, there'll be no fee at all. So it's expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL.
Speaking of Bitcoin, we mentioned last night a story about PayPal possibly taking Bitcoin. I'd like to explore that because we didn't get a chance to. But Johnny Ray, you've been telling us about the resentencing or the adjusted sentence of one Jose Padilla. And there was something you reminded us about right before we were coming back from break that I thought was worth reminding our listeners about, taking us back in time to when the
2007.
Jury, when the jury came back with a verdict about Jose Padilla. After many years of waiting for it to actually go to trial, it finally did. And then how was it that they delivered the verdict? Or what was the circumstance there?
The jury appeared, and they were all color coordinated. The first row, everybody in the first row was wearing red, and everybody in the second row was wearing white, and everyone in the third row was wearing blue. So these people were all very patriotic, and they were sending a message to the world that they were gonna
don't mess with America.
Right. Well, I mean, you can
we'll convict you even though there's no evidence.
Well, you have to sort of look at the zeitgeist of the time, right? Like, so, you know, during the Red Scare, lots of people were caught up and
saying the zeitgeist of the time is repetitive.
Thanks. And
the zeitgeist, because zeitgeist means spirit of the times.
Indeed. Looking at the spirit of the times. One can see, you know, like during the Red Scare, yeah, people got caught up in this that had, you know, nothing to do. Some of them weren't even liberal that were caught up in the Red, you know, in these trials and the tribulations of the Red Scare. Obviously, in the Salem witch trials, there were lots of women who weren't witches that were convicted, tried, burned at the stake, these kinds of things. These things happen when societies are whipped up about something. And it's difficult to know what happened with Jose Padilla, whether or not he was in any way, shape, or form, you know, even unhappy with the United States' foreign policy. We don't really know what he was going on with, but you would have been in a very difficult position trying to be the juror that says, oh, I have a reasonable doubt at this time. Juries tend to convict anyway, which I find very interesting that far fewer than 1% of cases make it to trial, and then juries convict at about a 66% percentage rate, which says to me that either A, the criminal justice system is highly efficient, like makes a mistake far fewer than 0.01% of the time, or we have a prison industrial complex that just devours innocent people.
The evidence, like the latter.
The evidence against Padilla consisted of three items: 7 intercepted telephone conversations, which the prosecutors were trying to say contained code words for jihad. He was talking about his marriage, because while he was in the Middle East, he had married an Egyptian lady, and talking about his troubles learning Arabic. He was trying to learn Arabic.
I can't be easy.
Right. The next piece of evidence was a 10-year-old video of Osama bin Laden, and an alleged... And
that's somehow evidence against him?
I think it was simply used to whip up emotion against him. Yeah, whip up the jury. And the third piece of evidence was an alleged application to a Mujahideen training camp with Padilla's fingerprints.
Well, that sounds like the most damning of them all, right?
Yeah. imagine a scenario where Padilla is shackled with is shackled. He's half out of his mind, and people are putting things into his hands.
Sure.
That's just what the scenario suggests.
Certainly
itself
could
to
be.
Me.
Why not?
I guess that's a reasonable doubt, isn't it?
Yeah. And anyway, I think that's all I've got to say about it, Ian.
I appreciate the update on that story.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about it in a long time.
It's strange. As you can see, I still can't make heads or tails out of it. An appeal took his sentence from 17 years to
crazy.
21 years. I think they just want him to make sure that he breaking his mind isn't good enough for them, and they want to make sure that he dies in prison.
How old was he when he went in? In his 30s?
He's 43 now. He's been there for 12 years.
Okay, 12 years. Jeez, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Share your thoughts with us here, toll-free, at 855-450-FREE. Should they put Jose Padilla in jail? Are you happy about this? Give him 20 more years while you're at it. Are you one of those people? You want to share your thoughts? We'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. Screw it that there's no evidence whatsoever. Get in the red, white, and blue. Get up, folks, and let's put these people away. Just insane.
I don't know. I mean,
that should have been in
it's been so
right
long.
There.
I barely remember anything about the case, but
we've hit the high points here.
Yeah,
we've gone over all the basics. Well,
I can tell you, fingerprints on a Mujahideen training camp application isn't.
How does that work anyway? Can you leave fingerprints on a piece of paper?
Sure can.
I guess I don't know
absolutely.
Enough about
yeah, paper actually holds fingerprints better than just
really?
About anything.
Oh, that's amazing.
The thing is you generally can't get police to take fingerprints.
What?
Like, if you have something stolen and you want them to take fingerprints,
yeah.
they just won't do it.
Well, right. Like, normally when and I'm glad that you gave that information because, you know, in the movies, they never take fingerprints off of pieces of paper. It's always a piece of glass or, you know, something shiny where there's a smooth surface where it'll be obvious that a print has been left.
No, it's from oil on your hands, and paper holds the oil better than anything.
Oh, damn. But you'd think that the paper would diffuse the oil somewhat, but I guess not. Huh? It's still in the shape of the print.
Interesting. Yes, I do have a couple more notes to add. Padilla was originally charged with a conspiracy to detonate a dirty bomb, a nuclear dirty bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, and those charges were dropped. There was nothing.
He never had such a thing.
Right, and then so what he ended up being charged with and getting 21 years in a small windowless bathroom was for conspiracy because they convinced the jury that he was thinking about committing some kind of terrorist act.
I think conspiracy charges are a terrible thing. It's punishing people for not doing anything, for planning to do something. What if they were to change their mind at the last moment? Shouldn't people have that freedom, the freedom to change their mind?
First is the deed.
And what second?
First and only is the deed.
We'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264, promo code GCN. 877-600-4264, promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you are invited here to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Latest on another company accepting Bitcoin out there, and this one is kind of big news. Kind of. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Also, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show that one in five students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, they provide only the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Visit modup.net, and when you're ready to order, if you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. To make the deal even better, whether you're paying with Bitcoin or not, use our code. It's FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, use code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price for modafinil. Modup, modup.net. As we continue here, your calls. Let's go to Michelle on the road somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live, Michelle.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How are you?
Oh, it's Michelle Seven. Hey, and Johnny Ray's with us here tonight.
Oh, hey, Johnny.
Hey, Michelle.
What's a former co-host of Free Talk Live? So what's going on, Michelle? What's the latest?
Well, I just got out of court, first time in New Jersey that I was in a record. I had to drive about an hour and 45 minutes to get to where I was coming for a speeding ticket. And
okay.
Then I had to wait 2 hours until I could then tell the prosecutor that, no, I was not going to enter a plea deal, even though I'd already specified that back when I had to submit a letter saying not guilty, or that I was pleading not guilty. And they weren't ready to try it, and even the late hour, because it's near 9:30, and it was 9 o'clock at the time. So
hold on. You went to court at 9 o'clock at night?
They have it starting at 6 in the evening, because that's when the lawyers are, I guess, available. So, yeah. 6,
wow.
6 o'clock. Yeah, I know. So, for traffic court. And, yeah, I was...
Wait a minute. We had somebody else call in the past who, I think it was actually Tony Bones, one of the activists in Missouri, and she had, like, an evening court, too. And I forget what the reason for it was. It was almost like... It felt to me like they've just got so many damn cases of people with tickets that they need to schedule them later, but I forget what the reason was. Anyway...
Well, I would not be surprised. New Jersey is just the biggest revenue-generating, monster that I've seen thus far. And as I watched, there were about 30 people in the courtroom, and I got there, but I went last, so I got to hear one right after the other plead guilty.
Guilty.
Yes, and the most heinous one was a mom, and it was really sad. She was given a ticket for not having her 8-year-old child properly seat belted, and she got a child endangerment ticket or whatever along with that. As well,
you know, that one always interests me because, Michelle, you and I remember what it was like. I don't know what it was like for Ian, but
I was on the hood of the car.
Right. My mom's Buick Century wagon, I would climb all over that. I'd play Star Wars figures in the back. I'd sit in the back sometimes when I wanted to read. I'd sit in front when I wanted to play with the radio station, AM. These are my memories of this car. That, and it was painted racing beige.
Well, then you also piled as many people as you needed to travel from one place to the other into the vehicle, even if it meant there were 10 of you in a car fit for 5.
Yeah.
So in any case, this woman, she had 2 babies, though, and they were in their car seats. And the judge said, what kind of a mother are you? And she says, well, my ex-husband did not drop off the lap seat, and I had to get the kids to school. And he said, well, you endangered your child. And she said, okay, well, I'm guilty no matter what, because if I hadn't got the kids to school, then I'd be guilty of
truancy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly, being a lousy parent. And that one really broke my heart, because you could see that this woman was just, she's just kind of doing the best she can to make ends meet. And
do you know if the kid was buckled in? Do you know if the kid was buckled in but just didn't have the little phone book underneath his butt, or what was it?
Correct. Correct. Buckled in but did not have the
ridiculous
approved thing. Right. So she got $800 in fines total. Like her entire
holy mackerel.
Yeah. So now this woman is So the state did something even worse to her than anything that she was potentially doing in her own vehicle with her own children. She was not, causing anyone else a problem, what have you. But so that was $800. And then there was another.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. $3,000.
Well, that's going to help her buy a new car seat. Giving the state $800.
You know, also, these rules tend to be based on the child's age or weight. And this older child, I wonder how they ascertained, did the officer have a scale? Were they able to, cut the child in half and count the rings?
No, they asked them all.
No, they asked people to testify against themselves, which I find to be sort of reprehensible, especially if you're getting a child to testify against their parent.
Mm.
Well, there were of the $3,000 in fines that were collected in the 2 hours where people were, saying guilty. Most of them were improper cell phone use.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to start seeing that in New Hampshire, unfortunately. That's one of the examples of the bad bills that passed in the last year. It's certainly not a utopia up here for freedom lovers yet. There's a lot that we need to work on. And, Michelle, you drove an hour and 45 minutes just to go to an arraignment tonight?
Yeah. Well, no, I was supposed to be able to have my case heard, but they were...
Oh, you thought it was a full trial.
Well, yeah, because they didn't expect every... They've never had anyone plead not guilty, they said, to a traffic violation. They didn't know what to do. The lawyer for the state, the prosecutor, wasn't prepared. So I said, well, then you should dismiss it. I don't have that option of showing up and saying I'm not prepared and having you, you know, postpone it for me or whatever. So that was, you know, I got to tell everyone about jury nullification, everyone about not taking a plea deal. So I'm going to make them pay for my time in providing a soapbox for me to educate people, and I'm pissed, and that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, you said, Ian, that this legislation that passed, so Mark going and voting, which he tweeted to me today that he went and voted, that didn't make a difference?
I don't think it made much of a difference, no. I suspect there's no I don't suspect anybody won by one vote. I'm looking at the totals here. I don't think... besides myself, I don't think anybody won that I voted for. And I likely would have won if I hadn't have gone and voted for myself.
And what you voted for yourself on was this thing called a delegate. It's not like an actual political office. It's something within the Republican
Party. Well, let's consider that this is a primary election, so nobody won a political office today.
Good point. That's a good point. There may be some people who've technically kind of won because they may go on to an uncontested election.
There's still a write-in possibility.
Very unlikely, but yes.
It's unlikely.
Yeah.
You voted for voting today, and voting won.
Voting always wins.
I did vote for voting, though, because what does voting even mean? In this case, this wasn't a government election. This was a club holding a...
run by the government. The election's run by the government.
Indeed, it is.
On behalf of the club.
A club that has welfare given to it.
Hey, Michelle. Wait, I got a question. Yeah. For Michelle. Michelle, did I see you on Twitter talking to the 38th director of the U.S. Mint about Bitcoin?
I'm so pissed. I'm supposed to be at his book signing this evening down in Washington, D.C., but they wouldn't give me a postponement for my arraignment. So, yes, Edmund Moy and I, we're fast friends and buddies now.
Michelle Seven, what's your Twitter? Real quick, go.
It's Bitcoin Bell, B-E-L-L.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We have enough time for you with your call. If you dial right now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. We got Keenvention coming up. It is going to be an intimate convention here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Johnny Ray, Mark, you guys were involved last year. And it's going to be a lot of fun. You can actually go to keenvention.info and you can watch all the videos from Johnny Ray's panel of old school movers, people who've been here for a while.
Uh-huh.
John, and then Mark was on the news media panel from last year. You're going to be heading up the news media panel this
year,
Mark. So that's new. And also we got a couple new panels that are going to be coming out, like the Cop Block panel. That'll be a first time event, and I think we're also going to have a charity panel, which I actually just now broke the news on right here, so that news isn't even up yet at keenvention.info. Go there. Oh, and there's something else I want to do. The New Hampshire primary was tonight. There's all kinds of Free State Project participants who are apparently winning their primaries, which is great news. So we might actually try to put together a panel of primary winners, people who have made this happen. You know, let's bring in the people who've had some success and see what they have to say about their experiences. So we'll be talking about everything from politics to civil disobedience, direct action, all over the map. Keenvention focuses on activism, and the people who speak at the Keenvention are people who are New Hampshire-based activists. So it's a real focus on what's happening here on the ground with the amazing scene of activism and community that we have up here amongst liberty-oriented folks. So come and experience it for yourself. It's $60, get you in for the entire weekend. It's the weekend of October 31st through November 2nd. And you want to grab your tickets. There's only 100 of them available in advance. Go to keenvention.info. It's $60 with your credit card through Eventbrite. Or you can do a Bitcoin equivalent as well. So, again, go to keenvention.info. Looking forward to seeing many of you there. So, let's continue here. We've got Nathan. He's on the line in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, everyone. It's funny you bring up the primary because you're running as...
You just got cut out a little bit there. Your audio went away completely. You said something about I'm running as a Democrat and for the gubernatorial race here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, actually, you just since you brought it up, does that mean that you have to show up at the primary and ask the other Democrats there, hey guys, can I be your candidate or
nope. In New Hampshire, to run for political office as a Republican or Democrat, all you have to do is pay the filing fee. You have to be a member of that party.
and you have to pay the filing fee, which in this case for me was $100.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess I would have thought that someone at the, I don't know, someone at the National Democratic Party convention headquarters would say, we got to go get those free staters out of New Hampshire.
Oh, they'd love to keep free staters out of their elections. And not just the Democrats, by the way. There's some old guard Republicans, the people who've been there for a long time, and the statist Republicans, if you will. There's plenty of them. They don't like the free staters being in their party either.
Yeah,
there's not much they can do about it.
A much larger percentage of Democrats care about the free staters than the Republicans.
Yeah, that's probably true. Though right now, the current results, by the way, for anybody who's curious about my run for governor here in New Hampshire, I've got 4% solidly in second place.
You have driven all the way up from miserable to terrible.
Hey, man, I'm actually pretty happy with this. I mean, I was hoping
first place is at like 93, 94%.
Maggie Hassan, the incumbent, has 94.2%. I have 4%, and the other lady in the race has 1.8%. So I am ensconced firmly in the second place position here, which is what I was hoping for. I was hoping to beat the third place lady, and I have succeeded in my political aspirations.
You succeeded before the election because what you were hoping to do was, get a little bit of television time, a little bit of radio time, a little bit of newspaper time.
Yeah, and that's what I got.
And you actually got to give a speech in front of the Republican debate.
Yeah, their debate. So, I got to do all those things. And the newspaper was a front page, top of the fold headline, above the fold headline. That's pretty good. For $100.
Can't beat that for $100.
A couple of little bit of news coverage on the radio. A few radio stations covered us. And then.
So how many people did vote for you?
At this point, only 52.8%.
I'm not asking for percentages. I'm asking
No. Only of that amount of the reporting has come
half in. So we'll double the number.
Okay, that's a rough thing you can do, I suppose. 867 right now.
So 1,600 crazy people in New Hampshire voted for you. Excellent.
Yeah, God has blessed them.
Democrats voted for you, mind you. There's not even Republicans allowed.
Right, and this was, by the way, this was with no...
Because I didn't vote for you. I am a registered Republican in the state of New Hampshire. I can't even go and give you a
That's
vote.
That's right, yeah. You actually could have written me in for state senate. Did you do that?
I did.
Okay, good. So if I get 35 votes in the state senate election, I'll show up as a Republican on the state senate. That's how bad things are here. I'd like to put something out. For those of you out there who are considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, there really are some opportunities here to get the word out about freedom. The Republicans didn't even bother running a candidate in the state Senate election here in Cheshire County.
There's a reason for that.
Well, the reason is they'll probably lose, but that doesn't, there's liberty activists who could use that as a pulpit to talk about the ideas of freedom in the election.
Indeed.
And I tried my best to get somebody to step up for that. Mark, I tried to get you to step up for it, but you wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
And nobody else would do it. Johnny Ray sure wouldn't do it, even though he might be qualified.
I might run, but I certainly won't vote.
Are you doing seven?
I wouldn't vote for
really?
Myself.
Really? You tease. Are you serious?
I might it for the lols.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. All right. So, wait, how long have you been in New Hampshire? Was it 08?
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be a 14.
It doesn't matter now.
Yeah, well, I'm just planning for next year. I want to make sure he's qualified because you have to be having lived here for 7 years to run for things like state senate or governor, for instance. So I was just really disappointed that the Republicans didn't throw anybody in against this incumbent. So now the current lady in the Senate, who's the woman who I talked about the other night on the air, who goes, whenever you talk to her, So she's going to go through. She's going to sail through. Nobody's opposing her in this election. She'll have to spend $0 campaigning. She won't even try. She won't even have to try. Whereas if someone had just thrown their hat in the ring, just said, all right, screw it. I'll go ahead and throw in. At least then she'd have to maybe be a little bit concerned. She'd then have to maybe spend some money on some signs, some door hangers, get some volunteer hours out there and have to put some effort in. So there's plenty of opportunities here. There's not enough activists here in New Hampshire yet to fill all the races. I remember Daryl told me, and I don't know what the statistics are for this year, but in a previous year, I think 2 years ago, there was something like 40% or some ridiculously high number of state house races that had no challenge to the incumbent or something like that. So there's plenty of opportunity, plenty of political opportunity here.
I think before I run for office, I'm going to need to prove myself as competent for government work in some way by either
taking a nap,
imprisoning somebody in my basement for a couple of months, or killing someone.
So, okay, are you just teasing, Johnny Ray? Or are you really considering doing a political run?
For the lulz.
Because that's the reason to do a political run, as far as I'm concerned. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
Right. I think Vermin Supreme is, he's ideologically pure, as far as I'm concerned.
I love Vermin Supreme. In fact,
Vermin Supreme is the guy who runs for president every term with a rubber boot on his head.
And promising unicorns or ponies?
Ponies for everybody, right, and yeah. Mandatory toothbrushing.
Nathan, other thoughts? Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, in the Padilla story, there's something I've always believed, and I don't necessarily have a lot of practical argument to back it up, but I've always thought that you can tell how someone would treat you by the way they treat those weaker than themselves. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they would torture someone like Padilla makes me think that if they thought they could get away with it, then they would want to torture you and me.
They sure would. Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. It's a happy note. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's a quick story from the PayPal Bitcoin thing that we've been teasing for a couple nights. This from coinfire.cf regarding Bitcoin, the decentralized currency. The speculation regarding a PayPal integration with Bitcoin has been nearly out of control for the past several weeks. Coinfire has once again been provided an exclusive direct scoop regarding the integration of Bitcoin with PayPal subsidiary Braintree. Apparently Braintree is some sort of related thing for pay. I don't know how they relate to a PayPal.
I don't know the specifics either, but this says if a subsidiary of PayPal is going to start taking Bitcoin, then PayPal is going to start taking Bitcoin.
Maybe so.
Then eBay is going to start taking Bitcoin.
Braintree's press material says they power billions of dollars in mobile and online payments for some of the world's fastest growing companies and most reputable merchants, built by developers for developers. Our full stack payments platform can be integrated in minutes. Blah, blah, blah. Braintree is going to be taking Bitcoin, and apparently that's a big deal. They're going to allow the first $50,000 worth of transactions to be entirely fee-free, and they're calling it PayPal One-Touch Integration with Braintree, which will allow merchants to get involved with this. So it's not really PayPal, but it's kind of PayPal. So it seems like it's good news. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.